The Buck Sexton Show.
Let's take a call from Danielle in Dallas. What's on your mind, Danielle? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I was back on the Indiana gay rights kerfluffle. I think it's, you know, really, really stupid. And as a lesbian, I wish I had time to go to Indiana and eat whatever good food they have up there that's probably beef or something that would be tasty. I think it's really ridiculous to see this kind of thing. The whole argument's stupid in my view.
Tell me more about why. I mean, when you talk to others about this, I assume they're all very surprised. As you said, you're a lesbian and you're expected to take a certain position on this, I assume, right, Danielle? I'm sure everyone that if you ever talk to anyone about this, they by and large, I would assume, especially if they're from the left, would say, of course you should be along with the activists and such.
Right.
Well, what do you say to them?
Well, yes and no. I live in Texas, so not as much as you might think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're not in the communist paradise of Manhattan like me. Apologies, but continue
no,
on.
Not. Well, I mean, there's two kinds of people. I mean, there's obviously the militant progressive people that want to force their way of doing things down your throat. Those are going to exist on both sides of this argument. I've had really great success, you know, talking with gay couples and with people that are like fundamentalist Christians that don't, you know, it's not their thing. And, you know, the whole thing with the way this country's founded, we can all exist and get along. I promote strongly the idea of civil unions for everybody. So instead of going to get a blood test and your marriage license, you go down and get your civil union and your blood test, and then you can go off to the church, get married wherever you like, assuming that church is willing to do so. If they're not willing to do so, then, you know, go down to the next church or whatever. You don't have to mix.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, you know, if I wanted to get, I've had a couple of friends, for example, who have converted because they wanted to get married and they talked about it and they've converted to Judaism. And that was a very involved process. And it's taken very seriously. You know, if I showed up at a temple and I said, I really want to be married. You know, I really want to be married here. They would say to me, but you're not Jewish. And I'd say, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't try to, you know, I think that there should be some respect for that. And it seems to me that at least the activists within the gay community just completely discount that. They assume that it's born of some kind of discriminatory hatred and they won't stand for it. Is that your sense of it too?
Well, let's be honest. There's a lot of militant gay people out there and they are about, you know, sticking other folks in the eye. They want to make their point. They want to make you conform to their viewpoint. Those exist in the Christian community and in the gay rights community. There are people that are just out to cause problems and force you into compliance.